Well, hello, welcome everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. And today we're talking about the subjects that are near and dear to my heart because they involve truth, courage, and wisdom. And we are furthering our series on the courage to heal with Master Shah. We have a special guest for us today. But let me talk to you a little bit before we get to our special guest and Master Shah. You know, there's a subject that is touching the lives of everyone, and that subject is depression. And when depression gets deep within the psyche, what happens is at extreme levels, people can commit suicide. They can hurt other people. They end up in institutions. They end up in just disempowering situations. You know about this. You have family members out there that are probably in situations like that, or friends, or maybe yourself. Well, I've learned in my journey that we can pretty much heal anything. Healing is a quest. Sometimes you can get it instantly, and sometimes you have to learn what you need to learn about your mind, your body, your emotions, your soul, to be able to heal. Sometimes it's all of that, right? Well, this series is dedicated to you. It's dedicated to those that are on that quest to really know that they can heal what's going on in their life. We're bringing in powerful information, amazing guests that have testimonials that will give you the inspiration, the understanding, and maybe take you out of your skeptical mind so that you can really start to embrace the principles of truth, of light, of sound, of energy, that we can heal our mind, body, and spirit with, soul with. So if that's of interest to you, and if you haven't got, oh, I've heard this before, even if you have heard it before, you haven't heard it this way. So today, pay attention, and you will, I can guarantee, if you open yourself to receive new information, new understanding, new wisdom. If you do that, you will have the ability to heal yourself of depression, of anxiety, of stress, of the topics we're talking about today. So I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to bring in Master Shah. We're going to talk about how you can start to really transform your life. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. You know, I'm always excited to have you, Dr. Shah, Master Shah. You know, Dr. Master, I love having you on these shows. They're very exciting. You know, we do this little prayer before we come on to these shows with you. And today was just filled with energy, just filled with love. I just felt it. I felt it every time you're with me. So, Master Shah, let me introduce you formally to some of the people out there that haven't met you yet. So, if you don't know Master Shah, he is a Tao master. He's a healer. He's a teacher, and he's the author of 30 books, including 11 New York Times bestselling and several others on bestseller lists such as the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and Amazon. He has an MD degree in Western medicine from China, and is also a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture. Master Shah has combined the essence of Western medicine and ancient wisdom to create soul, mind, body medicine, and Master Shah's soul healings and the Tao teachings to help you up-level your health and your life. And there's so much more. We've introduced you and gone in depth in that in some of the other shows that people can go back and listen to. But Master Shah, thank you for being here. Today we're talking about a subject that's kind of near and dear to a lot of people's heart, you know, depression. So, you know, where does depression really come from? What's the cause of depression? I know there's a lot of thinking around that, but from your point of view, from the Tao, what's the cause of depression?
Thank you. So Dr. Ruling, quantum physics, and I create a Tao science. Within the Tao science, there's a one universal law called Shen, Qi, Jing, three words. Shen includes soul, heart, mind. Qi means energy. Jing means matter. Our beloved Einstein, everybody knows relativities. E equals mc squared. See, Shen, Qi, Jing, relativities here. Qi energy, Jing matter. E equals mc squared. This is between the Qi, a relationship of the Qi and the matter. Matter is blood. But the Shen, a Tao science share, is soul, heart, mind. And millions of people believe soul and spirit. Some people say, oh, I do not believe this. I'm not in a spiritual realm. Okay, are you in the science realm? In science, in the Tao, in the quantum physics, in the Tao science, information. Nobody can reject information. We are in the information stage. So therefore, the deep wisdom and the source gave to me, I shared a Dr. Ruling, co-founder. She's a quantum physicist. Information in quantum physicists and in our teaching, soul, spiritual teaching. Millions of people believe here, information message. Millions of people believe here. Now, so many teachers, including Deepak Chopra, many teachers, they try to talk about combine. And the science and the spirituality can connect it. The connection is at the information, soul level. So soul is the information warehouse. Heart is a receiver. Mind is a processor. Millions of people know mind level, mindfulness, mind over matter. Millions of people in the app, meditation, realize how can I sleep better? How can I reduce stress? This is a mind level consciousness. Consciousness has a superficial consciousness, deeper consciousness, huge consciousness, and imaginal consciousness, and also logical consciousness, and also subconsciousness, and so much more. Because mind level are an affirmation, positive thinking, creative visualization. Wonderful. Millions of people are here. So many research. In my personal opinion, here, great mindfulness, mind over matter. Next layer is the heart. Next layer is the soul. Because the heart, in ancient wisdom, heart houses the mind and the soul. Soul is the boss. People do not know. Okay, I decided by my mind. People may not realize our soul, the light beam. Everybody have a soul. Our soul connect with the source. Our soul connect with the universe. Because human mind, human emotions, okay, I'm hurting, you take my advantages, you abused me, all the issues. Therefore, people are depressed. Depression in ancient wisdom is a blockage here. Negative information, energy, matter. So therefore, we use a calligraphy. Calligraphy is the art, and the Tao is the source. Tao calligraphy, see here, behind here. So when I use a brush to write a calligraphy, and the source, they put the invisible light there. Everybody see the room. Without the light, people cannot see me. Outside, without the sun, dark night. So therefore, this source light is in the path. We cannot see. Lao Tzu, the wise man, ancient philosopher, all university philosophy department, country leader, scientists, Nobel Prize, business people, they all honor Lao Tzu, Tao Te Ching. I'm honored to teach Tao Te Ching in Facebook now and going to move to Dr. Shah.TV. Welcome you to listen for that. So the Tao is the source. So therefore, people have a depression here and also commission, depression, anxiety, people suicidal. Therefore, we connect with the calligraphy, we chant, ancient we chant. So we invoke this special field through the calligraphy. Like invisible light coming here. Okay, washed out. Then we take shower for the skin. This is the light coming to take shower for the heart, for the mind. So therefore, remove negative information energy and matter. Is the help. Therefore, today we are going to interview a clinical counselor. Wait for her, share her story. How did she found me? How is her work? And the people could be very fascinated. Thank you, Ken.
All righty. Well, that was, I love that explanation. I got to take a break, but you know, it's what, of course, you know, when we talk universal principles, you know, everything comes out of spirit. Spirit is over soul. Soul is over mind. Conscious, subconscious, superconscious, mind over heart. Heart over emotion. Motion over action. Action over result. Result over destiny. And so we can change our destinies and we can connect higher. This is what Master Shah is talking about. Now, listen, we can all get a quick, we can start to learn about these teachings. And Master Shah, let's see, if they were to go over to, is it courage.drshah.com? Is that what we did there? I think it was, right?
Yes. Yeah. Courage.drshah.com. You come in, then you understand, oh, Master Shah offer a few major service. It's a Ken and me together. We have a final. People come in, then you go into my teaching. Thank you.
Okay, so you can get over there, you can learn, you can get some sample of Dr. Shah's teachings, and it's SHA, right? Okay, courage, you know how to spell that, courage.drshah.com. Okay, hopefully you go check that out. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our guest. Wait till you hear our guest today. She is a clinical practitioner, and she is going to be able to tell you her story of how she changed so many lives and moved them from depression to joy, to happiness, to recovery, to changing their lives in so many great ways. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
My older sister called and told me we have lost our sister to suicide. I decided to quit my career as a professor at university. And I went back to school to study psychology. Even with everything I've learned and been trained for as a clinical therapist, people's despair was so deep. I began to suffer from compassionate fatigue and vicarious trauma, and also from burnout, listening to their experiences of trauma and pain, but not being able to help in a way that was fully satisfactory. When my own son was diagnosed with social anxiety disorder, I struggled in my relationship with him. I felt desperate and powerless, not being able to help my son with his pain. I felt like I was failing as a mother. In 2014, I took a leap of faith and became trained as a Tao Hands practitioner. My life completely turned a new page in the most miraculous ways. As I continued to offer Tao Hands light blessings remotely to my son, he became more emotionally stable and can now function at a much higher level and keep a job. For the first time in his life, he moved out from home and can now manage on his own. I knew I had to bring this into my counseling practice and help others in a way I've not been able to do before. I have worked with clients with severe drug addictions, many of them with mental health issues, a history of overdosing, and rehabilitation not always successful. When I offer Tao Hands blessing to support the rehabilitation process remotely on a daily basis, rates of success are much higher. One in particular has been successful in rehab after many failed attempts and stayed drug-free for over a year and now lives a healthier and happier life.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. It's so good to have you back. And Dr. Monique, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, I'm so happy to be with you today and also to listen to Master Shah. He's such a great, great, wise teacher.
Welcome. A wise Thank teacher. You. Yeah, well, you're a wise teacher too, so I'm so happy to have you here too. And so for those of you that don't know Dr. Monique Girard, she is a clinical counselor and trauma EMDR therapist. She offers healings and transformational at the core, for core issues that people are going through. She's also a licensed Tao calligraphy field level one master teacher and practitioner and master healer trained by Dr. Shah. So, and there's so much more, but you know, I'm so happy to have you because I listened to, you have a video up there on Master Shah's site there. And I was able to listen to that and your story moved me. I mean, from when you went through the trauma with your sister and then of course, what's been going on with your son and how things have changed. Tell me a little bit about what your you know, what happened there and what made you, you know, change from a teacher into psychology and into where you are today.
Yes, thank you so much for asking the question. So I came to Vancouver to teach as a professor at the University of Simon Fraser, and it was in my fifth year as a professor. And I knew that my sister was going through a very, very challenging time. And her and I were in communication. And, you know, one day she says, well, you know, we need to connect together when I'm with my counselor and you are with your counselor, because I have something that I need to share with you. So we organized that meeting. Me with my counselor, because I knew she had many, many issues, and I had issues too. And so we created that meeting, and she said that she was suffering from deep, deep depression and couldn't get out of it because of trauma in her childhood that she needed to talk about. And so we stayed in communication. She would write letters. We would talk on the phone. But even though she was in counseling and she had medication, one day I received that phone call and she had transitioned through suicide. She had, you know, died by suicide. I was devastated, totally devastated.
I can't imagine how devastated you must have been when you first.
Traditional counseling, traditional psychology was not enough. There must be something else. I left my position as a professor and went to university for 8 years to get my degree. And I'm in rejoicing today because I became, you know, skilled and learned everything I could learn about suicide prevention and even, you know, joined the Suicide Prevention Coalition in Vancouver and learned more and more how to incorporate something new. And I was looking for something new. And all my life, from my background, I knew that the spirit needs to awaken. And that's how I met Master Shah.
Wow. Well, let me just ask you this, because, you know, there are so many people out there that are trying a lot of different ways to heal their anxiety, to heal their stress, to heal their depression. And, you know, a lot of times that includes medications, that includes talk therapies, that includes a lot of things, and they're not getting the results they want. You know, sometimes they get on these medications and, you know, they're being told that you have to be on it the rest of your life. From your experience, is that Is that true? I'm concerned about this issue.
Yes, people look for a solution. They want to feel better, but something is pulling them down. So what I found is the alignment of soul, heart, mind, body, and I believed in this, in the power of spirit. And that's what we call spirituality. It's the spirit within. The spirit is the drive in us. It's what we're meant to be doing. It's what, you know, helps us wake up in the morning to do what we love. That's our spirit. When that spirit has been troubled, tamed, blocked, and, you know, you've been said, no, you can't do this, or you cannot be an artist, or no, you cannot be a musician, or children go through so much as they're growing up, making decisions about their life. And then there's an environment, there's a family environment, there's a society, there are messages, you know, we are bombarded with all kinds of messages, but then they might not align with who we truly are. And that was the case of my sister. You know, all her life, she believed in arts, in music, and she was not believed for what she had been through as a child. And that was key, to be believed, to honor what you're saying and feeling.
That was the well, key. And I've experienced this in my own life where with loss, with trauma, with challenges that, you know, when we don't meet them in a way to transform, to grow, to learn through them, a little piece of us seems to go away. It seems to be blocked. And if we continue on that path by trying to fix ourselves with maybe, you know, overeating or drugs or alcohol or sex or any number of ways, you know, video games, you know, where we're distracting ourselves from ourselves, this is a challenge. So let me ask you this. You switched everything and started doing Master Shaw's work and brought that into the clinical practice of yours. I have two questions. Why? But I also want to know the results that you're getting with this work with your patients.
Thank you. So when I met Dr. Shaw, Dr. Master Shaw, I really understood more deeply what he's teaching and the power of soul, the connection with our soul and the connection with the soul world, the invisible world. So I would ask my clients, for example, what do you believe in? Do you believe in a higher power? Do you believe in the power of the universe? Do you believe that you can connect? So I would invite clients to connect with their own spirit as a solution, and not the external, the drug, as you say, the drug, the distractions, the movies, the buying, the computers, the shopping, everything, but go inside within to find the connection within them and to find the core issue. What is really blocking their heart? And that's key, opening the heart after you've been troubled and challenged and hurt is very difficult. But it's key, opening the heart to receive the love that people have not received. Unconditional love is fundamental and essential for healing.
Well, with Master Shaw's work, it is bringing from the outside in, and we're using with the calligraphy and some of the different the song and the affirmation. Yeah, there's ways to bring it within to the soul. Which one seemed to be most effective for your patients?
Well, first of all, people come to me because I'm a counselor. They need to talk about their issue. And my first responsibility is to really listen, to really listen. And when I hear where the trauma is or where the blockage is, then if the blockage was created in childhood, the blockage was created at birth, the blockage was created by abandonment, emotional abandonment, then I bring in the Tao source healing, and I start with Tao hands. to remove the blockage in the heart, we first need to open the heart. When the heart is open and the person can feel the difference in a very short time, it's changing the relationship, it's changing the belief. I'll give you an example if you want. I have a client recently that came to me because of real challenges in relationships and always repeating the same pattern, like feeling like the relationship is not really giving me what I need. I'm leaving. So that would be like the fight, flight, freeze. That would be the flight response from trauma. Trauma, you can have fight, flight, freeze. But this person was, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. I'm out of this relationship. So the pattern was quitting a relationship. But my client knew that. So it came to me because I'm offering different kind of counseling. I offer traditional counseling plus very special Tao healing. So the client comes to me and we have a number, like few sessions, only a few sessions. And we got to the core of the issue. And with a transmission of Tao hands, it opens the heart and it helps the client understand that's where I got the message that this is not safe for me to be here. And we transform that not feeling safe into feeling completely appreciated. And we heal and transform the original trauma with the power of Tao hands, which is much faster than traditional talk therapy. Much faster healing.
Wow. Okay. I love that. I love that, Dr. Monique. And, you know, I'm kind of out of time for this segment. Where can people find you? Because I think that's people would like to know. How can they find you?
Well, they can email me, which is very simple. It's M for Monique Giard, my last name, G-I-A-R-D, at Shaw, S-H-A-W, .ca. You can email me and they can find me on LinkedIn as well. So you can connect with me and they can experience. But most importantly, my message is also to all professionals. They need to open their heart to learning more the teachings of Master Shaw, to really incorporate science, the clinical science and spirituality, to awaken the spirit in everyone's with the teachings and practices of Master Shaw.
I love that. Okay, I gotta take a break. We come back, we've got more. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. What a great show we have today, you know, so far. Don't go away. Listen, Dr. Monique, that was really powerful that you've been able to incorporate the principles of the East and the West is what I like, and be able to help people get what they need so that they can, quite frankly, permanently heal these issues and get to the core of these issues. Master Shaw, you heard Dr. Monique speak. What do you have any comments on what she said?
Yes, I think in ancient wisdom, if you want to know if a pear is sweet or tasty, I want to spend about 1 minute, like people taste a pear. And as a clinical counselor, many medical professionals, health professionals come to me. She mentioned, greatest love. Everybody relax, put one hand on the navel, one hand's heart. Some people, you know, hypertension, thyroid, stomach, you know, whatever, a neck. So no diagnosis, no promise. I just know how to give love. You know, in a TV show, I always tell people, close eyes. How long? 1 minute. Close eyes. Choose one area. I will sing for you. I create a mantra, special mantra, special healing song. Close eyes. Choose one area. Relax. Relax. 1 minute. Greatest love. Unconditional love melts all blockages. transform all life. One more time. Greatest love, unconditional love. Out of blockages, transform all life. Okay.
Wow, there's so much wisdom being shared here today. I hope you're really getting it. I want to say this, though. You know, there's a difference between just listening and applying the wisdom that's been shared here, right? So it's kind of like, you know, I can describe to you what an apple looks like and tastes like, but until you bite into the apple, you really just don't know what that is, right? Well, it's the same thing with Dr. Monique's and Master Shah's teachings. If you don't really take a deep dive into them and try them, then nothing's going to happen. So I encourage you to go to courage.drsha.com. That's courage.drsha.com and experience some of Master Shah's work. If you do that, I can almost guarantee that it's going to make changes in you, in your life, that are going to be profound. Now, what stops most people from going there is fear. It's fear of the unknown, fear of, will this work for me? Fear of, is this really going to help me? You know, it's fear. So what it takes is for you to step into your courage and step into trying something new. If nothing changes, then nothing changes. Today's the day you can make that change. Go to courage.drsha.com. All right. I'd like to ask Dr. Monique her final thoughts, and then we'll go to Master Shah for his final thoughts.
Yes. I want to stress the thought that counseling alone, mind over matter, is not enough. You've got to use the power of the source, the power of Tao, to help heal and transform something that is sometimes even unconscious. So people come to me and they're not aware of what's truly blocking them. They need to open their heart again and again and receive this incredible Tao healing force that comes from the source to heal and transform something. And you mentioned it, fear, worry, sadness, grief, anger, and so many emotions in the heart that people like greed and resentment, it cannot let go. Letting go and receive this incredible Tao source healing to transform. And sometimes people are, you know, I can't let go. I've used this all my life. I've used my anger all my life. This is my protection. No, there's way more. Love is what we need to create, to be healthier and happier. So that's my message to all.
Wow. Thank you for that powerful message. Now I'd like to turn it over to Master Shah. Master Shah, final thoughts, your message.
My final words is, I have the power to heal and transform myself. You have the power to heal, transform yourself. Together, we have the power to heal and transform humanity and Mother Earth. Thank you, Dr. Monique. We live between heaven and earth, yang and yin. But the heaven and earth are the creator. Who created heaven and earth? Tao, ultimate source, invisible. So therefore, see here, Tao calligraphy, simple book, explain to you how Tao calligraphy work, Tao sound work. Monique talk about Tao hands. I, as a servant, transmission to Dr. Monique professional, they get a light hand. They made the light hand go out. So therefore, courage.drsha.com welcome you. Let us together to do something to transform humanity and Mother Earth. It's my honor to serve you. Thank you, Ken.
Well, thank you again, Master Shah. That was a powerful presentation. We have a special bonus presentation coming up right after the break. I hope you'll stay tuned. We're going to take a deeper dive into some of the principles that we've talked about today. So get ready. Get your pen and paper out if you haven't already done so. And we're going to take a break. And by the way, before I take a break, I want to encourage you to let your family and friends know about these segments. That's how we grow a show. That's how we change consciousness. So I hope you'll do that also. All right, here we go to the break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Wow, what a powerful show we've had up to now. Well, I've got a special segment for you. So if you're ready, we're getting ready to gear it up and play it for you. But before we get there, for those of you that would like to experience the work of Master Shah, you can go to courage.drshah.com to start. So that's courage.drsha.com. I hope you check it out. Okay, here we go. Here's that special segment I promised for you.
Welcome. Tao is the ultimate source and creator. This is the sacred Tao calligraphy for the heart. A Ya Yu Yi. A Ya Yu Yi is a sacred Tao song. This sacred Tao song cannot be translated. It carries a sacred source field to offer transformation and rejuvenation to the heart. How to transform and rejuvenate the heart? Trees, A Ya Yu Yi, Tao calligraphy. To trees, Tao calligraphy is to connect one's heart to the Tao calligraphy field to transform and rejuvenate the heart. Place five fingers together to follow the path of Tao calligraphy. Please follow the animation to continue tracing. A-Y-U-E. To chant A-Y-U-E connects one to the field of the frequency and the vibration of the sacred Tao calligraphy and the Tao song. Place one palm over your navel and the other palm over your heart. Please close eyes. Connect with calligraphy and the chant with me. A-Y-U-E. 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 A-Y-U-E.